A very good afternoon to you. This is the Community Elements Show, and it's time for Brian's Good News. And Brian has been collating good news for well over the last 18 months or so, would you say?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And in that time, you have probably near 750 news stories.
Oh, well... Certainly over 500, I would think. I haven't counted them recently. I've only got 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, you see.
Thank you for that.
Sorry.
But all these good news stories are quite often drawn out of one local newspaper, believe it or not, but also out of some other journals as well.
Occasionally.
But they're all good news stories in the sense that they're all inspiring and... they all provide information of what you can do if you put your mind to it.
Indeed.
And how you can actually make a difference in not just your own life, but other people's lives too.
Very important, that.
Yeah. Brian, over to you.
A team of volunteers and staff from a city charity are helping rough sleepers turn their lives around. Aberdeen Cyrenians provides a wide range of support services to vulnerable people in the Granite City, and this is their celebration of a 50th anniversary. One of the initiatives it provides is Street Alternative Scheme for people who are homeless or have no access to cooking or washing facilities. Rough sleepers and their vulnerable people can call into the organisation Summer Street Hub 3 days a week and enjoy a hot meal and drink. But the help on offer goes beyond that. Sarah Eagleson, the volunteer coordinator, said, "We recently held an open day for potential volunteers, many of them who thought we only provide things that help rough sleepers in the short term. But we actually do much more. People can also have a hot bath, do their laundry, and use computers to apply for jobs and benefits like housing. They can also get access to clothing and food parcels and have their hair cut by a volunteer barber." According to the charity's chief executive, Mike Burns, some people will struggle without support network and without access to benefits, employment, or a social life. "This is why we provide people with social contacts." Ms. Ilson added, "One important aspect is that people are coming to a place where they are with other people who have been through the same things as them, so they feel supported." December saw the start of another Cyrenians initiative called the Assertive Outreach Scheme, funded by the Scottish Government. Staff go out onto the street and speak to rough sleepers, providing them with food, blankets and clothing. Mr. Burns said, "It has got off to a very positive start, and the feedback has been very positive." Ms. Eagleson said, "The Cyrenians would like to open up the Street Alternative Scheme 5 days a week, and while they do have enough volunteers, funding is an issue." To mark their 50th anniversary, Cyrenians is holding a sleepout, encouraging people to sleep outside overnight on March 9th. At Asda Bridge of Dee to experience what it is like to be a rough sleeper. Visit aberdeen-cyrenians.com to find out how you can support the charity. A men's shed group is hoping to open its doors of its new base in the next few weeks after members completely transformed a former toilet block. Organisers of Portlethen and District Men's Shed took over and refurbished former public loos in Portlethen through a community asset transfer. The group has been fundraising since its establishment in 2014 to redevelop the former public toilets on Cookston Road into a shed where men can come together to socialise and work on various community projects. Through fundraising and grants, the members have raised around £70,000 to date, including the receipt of a £10,000 grant from the National Lottery Awards for All scheme. George Pringle, secretary of the charity, said, "The majority of the money has gone towards bringing the building up to scratch, and the rest has gone towards equipment. The group also has a portable building at the back of the shed, which will function as an area for socialising. 4 years in the making, the group is almost at the stage of being ready to open and is just waiting for a visit from Aberdeenshire Council and a completion certificate to come back before it can officially open to members, something which should take around a month. George added, "We've got about 70 members registered. The facility aims to act as a focal point for projects involving Portlethen and the surrounding area, and it is hoped it will work to improve the local environment." George said, "We are going to be involved with community projects. We're also going to be making crafts as well to sell, as we do need some money for maintenance." For more information or to get involved, visit www.portlethenmenshed.co.uk or visit the group's Facebook page. A senior police officer who is embarking on a gruelling journey across the Arctic today said she is doing it to show there is life after cancer. Chief Superintendent Sharon Milton will travel to the Abisko National Park in Sweden for a 26.2-mile Arctic marathon of cross-country skiing. Sharon, 46, from Mintla, who was successfully treated for breast cancer in 2016 and 2017, has so far raised more than £15,000 for Walk the Walk, the UK's biggest grant-making breast cancer charity. The challenge takes place over 5 days, from Friday until Wednesday, February 28th, and will see Sharon carrying her own survival kit in temperatures as low as minus 30 degrees Celsius, with additional wind chill and snow blizzards. Sharon said, "I hope this demonstrates to people that there is life after cancer, because after I was diagnosed, I felt bleak. It seemed important to set myself some long-term goals before I started treatment. The Arctic Marathon seemed an ideal challenge. My friend Lisa Cox will be my teammate during the marathon. I have been waiting for the last 2 years to take part in the challenge. After I had gone through my treatment, I wanted to focus more on building my strength and recovering from cancer. In preparation for the marathon, for the last 6 months, I have been working on my core strength by rowing, when I can and when the weather allows me. I'm getting more excited as the days get closer, and I'm genuinely thankful to my friends, family and colleagues who have supported me." Anyone wishing to donate to Sharon's challenge can do so at bit.ly/2djnnga. A church is to hold a music event to support Aberdeen street pastors. Billed as a celebration of Scotland, the event at Summerhill Parish Church will feature a host of accomplished North East musicians. On the bill will be singer and broadcaster Robert Lovey, who has performed for the Queen, champion fiddler Raymond Jappe, accordionist Craig Payton, piper James McPetrie, and pianist Maureen Rutherford. Recent highlights for both Raymond and Robert have been performances at Buckingham Palace for HRH the Prince of Wales. The pair will be accompanied at the music event by Highland dancers from Lawrence Dance Academy. Proceeds will be donated to the street pastors who patrol the city centre at night to help those in need. The Reverend Michael Shewan, minister at Summerhill Church, said, "As a congregation, we are keen to support the important work of Aberdeen Street pastors, but few of us are able to patrol Union Street late at night. This concert will provide vital funds for the charity while giving a fantastic night's entertainment." Next Friday's event at the Strondsay Drive Church starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets, which are £5, can be reserved by emailing tickets@summerhillchurch.org.uk. Now we have a scripture text for this week taken from Psalm 145 verses 9 to 11. "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power." Amen.
Great, Brian, that's fantastic. Now, looking at these news stories that you have, I mean, just to pick out an organisation and I suppose an individual. The individual, obviously, the policewoman who's overcome cancer.
Amazing.
To be able to then go and do the Arctic Quest, it is quite something indeed. Mm-hmm. For her to do, Sharon and Milton. And when you put your mind to it, it just shows what you can actually do, and you then help those who've helped you.
This is very, very important, yes. And as she says, I hope this demonstrates to people that there is life after cancer. And this is very, very true. And there is, but you need to put some effort into it. Mm-hmm. And she is demonstrating wholeheartedly that it is possible to have life after cancer.
Live life to the full.
Yes, I hope and pray that this will indeed inspire many who are feeling down, as you normally do when mm-hmm. you've got something wrong, but help to lift them up, showing that there is life after it.
Well, whatever it may be, I mean...
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's the Future is Bright, charity, the Cyrenians, providing for the people and celebrating 50 years of work.
Yes, it's a great service that they do, and it's a very encouraging one as well, isn't it? Because people who often feel abandoned mm-hmm. when they're sleeping rough in that, and they think, oh, nobody wants us anymore, you know. And they go, oh, you know, it maybe to an extent it's true, but only partially. There are people out there who are willing, in fact, really keen to help. Mm-hmm. And the Cyrenians are a great example of that.
Yeah, and it would be good to think that you can get more of these organisations working together and sharing the resources that they have. And mm-hmm. for churches and individuals sharing the resources, I know that there are churches out there, and several churches, they encourage their members to get involved in things like the street pastors and things like the Cyrenians. But it would be great to think that they could start even more working together and providing joined up solutions.
This is true.
Even more by way of signposting than they do already.
True, aha. Uh-huh. So that people do get to know what is available.
People get to know what is available, and that to know that there is a much better improved network there uh-huh. that is available. And that is really the heart of this station, is to try and encourage and bring people together, whether through uh-huh. prayer or indeed any other way, and certainly bringing churches together. Believers
right.
and churches together, unity of response.
And there's so much proof that there are people who care.
Yeah.
This is very good. I mean, I liked him, the story about the street pastors.
Now, yeah,
they are out to help people. Mm-hmm. Now, walking the streets at night isn't very pleasant sometimes because there are problems, but they are there to help solve the problems and to comfort people that need the comfort and support. And they do a marvellous job in that. And there's been a great improvement in nightlife in Aberdeen since the street pastors took over. So this
concert
will be tremendous at Summerhill Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's great to actually have come across a church like Summerhill that is so open.
Yes.
And I need to say open-minded. That they would do that. There are other churches who are open-minded as well. It'd be great to think that we can get more of the churches working
involved.
Together, being open-minded enough to work with each other and not just singularly going to,
uh-huh.
to sort of organise things, but working together.
In unity.
In unity, and that's good. And I know that it was we're recording this on a Thursday, and we were Torres and Fittix this morning and heard how that there are three or four churches and they're having a special lunch together and that's a really good thing, and
yes.
it's happening at Torres and Fittix as well uh-huh. but much more of that needs to happen, and members, believers in the churches, not just the leadership, need to be feel that they are more equipped and encouraged to actually more involved, and not just in the local church, but in the local community with other churches.
Correct.
And that's where it's going to really make a huge difference.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yes. It's encouraging.
Yes. Well, I suppose the last thing to mention is the Porthleathen men's...
The men's shed.
Yes.
That's where men can get together and...
Make a difference. And then
to the community, yeah.
Yes.
They can help the community. Because when people do get together, it lifts the spirit of the people who do get together.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better when you know someone who has a similar interest to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And you join with them. That's a very uplifting thing. I've experienced that in life, and I think most of us will have done.
Yeah. And of course, you get the man cave and the...
Men's shed.
But that's a much more of a community-minded thing. A man cave is where one might sort of hide oneself away.
Ah. Yes.
With a nice sort of comfy couch and a few cans of something and a nice big cafetiere of coffee and a DVD player. But a man cave is actually doing... A man shed is actually doing the work.
A man's cave is a very singular...
It is, yes.
A man's shed is a mixing.
Yes.
An uplifting.
Definitely.
Which is more important.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Very good.
Right, I think it would be a good idea at this juncture to read back the scripture again, and then we'll...
Very good. As I said, it's from Psalm 145, verses 9 to 11, which states, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power."
Thank you very much for doing that, Brian, and we'll see you back at the same time next week. Oh, now, I meant to ask you, didn't I? Did you perchance go and visit a dark place with a screen in it and watch a certain film?
Not since last week. Sorry. Oh, he's really stirring things here, isn't he?
No, I know. This is terrible, terrible, shocking.
You must remind me which one it is so that I can put my some effort into it.
Early Man?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That would be a light-hearted romp for 1 hour, 40 minutes.
Very good.
But anyway, it's I think it's worth watching.
It's a long time since I was early.
Well, it's better than being late.
Yes. Very good thinking.
Yeah, anyway, we'll catch up with you next week at the same time.
We'll look forward to
that. Thank you. Bye-bye.